At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Shaletta is here like she always is on Fridays. This is not an easy day for a lot of people in this state. And tomorrow will not be easy either with the actual funeral and the Hortman family, Mark, Melissa, and the dog they love lying in state at the Capitol. You ventured over there. Take me through how that was and how you felt about it, because you've expressed many times before how kind you felt Melissa was to you and what you believed in particular with Black Entrepreneurs Day.
It was an amazing morning, Chad. I got there about 11:15 and met up with several dozen Black entrepreneurs who were there so we could pay our respects to Melissa and her husband. And when we got there, the line had already started. There were probably about 30 people ahead of us, and they didn't open the Capitol for the viewing until noon. And Chad, probably about 11:45, that line was all the way down to the street and started wrapping around the Capitol. I was just so amazed and touched, and everybody in line was just sharing stories about how kind she was and what she had done for them or how they knew her. And people started pulling out pictures, and, you know, everybody just came together as one Minnesota. And once we got inside, the thing that touched me the most was that the rescue animal organization that she's connected to, they were in there. The legislators, both Republican and Democrat, House and Senate members, were ushers. They were helping the people to figure out where to go. None of us had been anything like this before. We didn't know what to do, what the protocol was. And, you know, she really helped, the legislators really helped us usher us in. And then once we got in there, she and Mark, you know, there was some beautiful flower arrangements, both caskets there. Their dog, Gilbert, was cremated, so his urn was between the two of them. They had State Patrol there to, you know, watch over the casket and the flowers. And, you know, I'm not a crier. I said I wasn't going to cry, but just seeing those flowers and knowing she was in there and, you know, knowing how this all happened, and I started thinking about her children. And they've got to go back in that house, the house that has all the fondest memories that they've ever had, but it's also the place where their parents were assassinated. And somebody's got to clean that up. Somebody's got to go through her things. Somebody's got to sweep. And those kids have got to go in there. And I start thinking about my kids and your kids and all of our kids. And people brought their children there. Monique Garza, who's a city councilwoman in Cottage Grove, had her daughter with her. And just thinking about that, and I just, you know, I kind of lost it a little bit. Security didn't know what to do because, you know, Lutherans are very quiet people, Baptists not so much. You know, there were a lot of tears once we got inside because it was real at that point. You know, we were in line and we were, you know, the spirits were a little bit higher. You know, we were talking and chatting, and people were lifting one another up. But once we got in there, Chad, and it's one thing to see one casket, but two caskets and an urn, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And I, you know, you remember this during Hurricane Laura, I had five family members die from carbon monoxide poisoning, and so the last time
was,
I saw more than one casket, the last time I saw more than one casket was at that time. And so it also took me back to that. And so it was more somber inside. You know, outside was more family oriented. People were chatting and talking, but once we got inside, it got real. and the legislators were crying, and they were trying to hold it together as they ushered us in. And so after you stood in line and you saw the caskets in the urn, you got an opportunity to go upstairs where there was a memorial. There mm-hmm. were flowers and pictures of her and her kids and, cards and books and pictures of her in the black robe with the gavel. And so it was just, it was a whole different vibe upstairs, and you could smell the flowers, and there were tables and tables and tables of flowers that people had given, that family members had brought. And, it kind of took you through a timeline of her life. And so we were able to see that and sign a book. And I just had to stop and thank, Aaron Murphy. And I said, I just really appreciate the fact that y'all let us be a part of this. It would have been one thing to just let us come in and see the casket, pay our respects, and then walk us right out of the Capitol. But we so Minnesota nice that, oh, no, you don't have to go. You can go upstairs, and there's a memorial. And so we got to sign a book as if we were family, because that's what we felt like. We felt like family, And so we got a chance to linger. They didn't just rush us out, and the legislators were meeting people they've never met before, and they were talking to folks, and they were taking the time, and it was just it was truly one Minnesota.
Well, I want to also give credit to the overwhelming number of Republicans in the state legislature who did not fall prey to the hot take nonsense that was repugnant and insulting by individuals who right away just assumed off the No Kings pamphlets in the backyard, assumed, okay, this is somebody who hates Donald Trump. And these are people locally and nationally who instantly went to a hot take when we didn't even know how many people might still get killed, and put that out there. But the overwhelming number of Republican legislators acted with decency.
Mm-hmm.
And kindness, and spoke out and said, sure, we had political differences, and we still would have had political differences, but we knew Melissa the person. We may have met Mark. This could have been any one of us, and led with kindness. We mm-hmm. need more of that. Doesn't mean you shouldn't be passionate about your important positions and your important differences and the spirited dialogue you can have, but there's a level too many people on both sides of the aisle go to in the opposition, and it's pretty sad, to be honest.
And, I felt that and saw that. Speaker Lisa was there,
Lisa Damus,
right there at the memorial. She was greeting people. She and I embraced and hugged, and I said, now I'm counting on you. I said, I'm going to be calling you. She said, and I will answer. I saw Representative Nash. He was there. And so many other Republicans that I met, because remember, the House Democrats were boycotting.
Yep.
And so when we had Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, I had to go to all of those Republicans and ask them if they would please meet people outside of their district and then coordinate 10 to 20 business owners each that lived in other parts of the state for them to meet with. And so I got a chance to get to know them a little bit better. And, I saw it at Black Entrepreneurs Day. It was already there, where there was kindness. There was, hands going across the aisle here in our state. And so I felt that again today, where even one of the Republicans that we came to lunch with us on February 3rd for Black Entrepreneurs Day, he was working with one of the ladies who owns a trucking company. And he was like, yeah, I remember meeting you. And they just kind of started rehashing some of the things that they had chatted about. And he was checking to see, if Yolanda Pearson from Pearson and Sons Trucking Company had gotten what she needed. And so, it was just a continuation of that. And so, and the world was there, like CNN was there. And MSNBC was there, and all of our local networks and the national ABC, NBC and CBS, they were all there, and they were watching. And you know what they saw? Love. They saw Minnesota nice. They saw kindness. I was standing with Republicans, Democrats, Independents, people who don't vote, people who've never met her, don't have a story to tell about her. But they just wanted to come and support not just her family and her children, but the other legislators who were there, whose name were on the list. And here's something that I saw, Chad, that I've never seen before. I saw legislators with their own personal security. You know, and I spend a lot of time at the Capitol because of the, you know, the Black Entrepreneurs Day. And so I'm up there, you know, quite a bit. I'm not going to say I'm up there every day like a Brian McDaniel or Eric Escalor or Tom Hauser, but I'm up there a lot.
Yes,
and I have never, other than the governor and lieutenant governor, I've never seen anybody with their own personal security. And I'm not talking about State Patrol. I'm talking about they have hired these legislators, especially the women I saw. Have hired, several of them have hired their own security. And one in particular grabbed me, and she was crying, and I was crying, and she hugged me. She said, I tried to tell them. I tried to tell them. She said, I hired my own security guard a very long time ago because, you know, of what they were saying to me. And I said, yep. I said, and, you know, I have done the same. She said, yep, I know, but I tried to tell them.
Yeah, it's sad if that's how we have to go moving forward, and I know what you have to live with on a regular basis. Let's pause right here. It's a 19 past one, somber talk with Shaletta for all the obvious reasons. I want to talk about a recent court ruling involving George Floyd Square and also have a little bit of fun with the host of the Shaletta Show, Saturdays noon to 3, and a regular on this show for a long, long time. Shaletta, we're back with her in moments on CCO. You were, Shaletta, talking about the length of lines, and then during the break, I just clicked on a number of sites, and you're just 1,000% right, seeing how long the lines are right now at the Capitol to honor Mark, Melissa, and Gilbert, their dog. It just, it's both sad, it is crushing, and it is heartwarming. Because these aren't just people who are friends, Melissa, Mark. These aren't just Democrats. These are Minnesotans who are honoring them. So bravo to all the folks who are there. So I want to talk about a decision that a Hennepin County judge last week. I'm just seeing the story in the Tribune today. I'm kind of surprised it wasn't out there earlier. But dismissed a lawsuit filed by several business owners who argued the city of Minnesota was at fault for their declining revenue and the declining real estate value of their business in the aftermath of the Floyd murder. These five businesses in November filed suit and demanded the city begin eminent domain proceedings to take over the properties and pay $30 million damages. They argued the city's actions, such as erecting barricades after the Floyd murder and subsequent civil unrest, have contributed to increased public safety issues. The lawsuit was the second failed attempt. The judge, Edward T. Wall, presided over both the lawsuits, recently dismissed the second with prejudice, meaning business owners cannot refile suit with the same claims. Now, I don't know about eminent domain. I don't know about $30 million in damages. But I know this, Shaletta. If I own a business in an area where an international event takes place, and that international event is a murder of an individual, and then I get it for months that I'm just not going to have normal business. Well, let's not forget that area for months and months and months after that was run by like this independent group where if you lived in there, Minneapolis police had to get the okay if they were allowed to go in there. Which I thought was outrageous. So if I'm a business owner and I had to put up with that, when individuals were deciding, because literally they were, who could get in the square and who could not? Not the city of Minneapolis, not Hennepin County, these individuals who made up their own police department. If I'm in there and my business suffered, you're damn right I'm ticked at the city of Minneapolis. Because I get it for a period of time, but not when some other entity is deciding if they're allowed to potentially go to my business. So I don't know what the amount is, But I believe some money should go to these owners without a doubt.
Oh, my God. So I was just there in the square a couple of weeks ago. My good friends came from Memphis and New Orleans and L.A., and it's horrible. It's horrible to see that millions of dollars are flying out of the community that because the city leadership is lacking. Nobody wants to stand up and be unliked.
Yep. Make a decision.
They want to say, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to stick to it. And there is this group of people who are in George Floyd Square. And I don't know who these people are, right? But they are there, and they are very overprotective of this area. And they want to know who you are, what you're doing there. I'm just coming to take some pictures. And I'm looking at the businesses, and I'm like, why aren't these businesses thriving? Why don't they have more people coming in these businesses? Why don't we have a tour guide? Why don't we have something set up like they have in Memphis with the Lorraine Motel, where the businesses around the Lorraine Motel are thriving because people come from all over the world, just like they come to George Floyd Square. Right. And they do family reunions. They do school tours. They do college tours. They do people come just because they want to see the place where it happened. And people are still doing that, but they're being run off and nobody is taking leadership. The city has just said, OK, these people, y'all just go ahead and do whatever it is you want to do. Well, that's not fair. Nobody elected them. Nobody elected these people, and they may have very good intentions, and they may have a good heart, but they are not city leaders. They don't have the dollars or the infrastructure or the ability to build that community up.
Or the authority be checking who gets to come in or not.
They think they do.
Somebody asking me why I'm there? None of your bleeping business.
None of your business. And stop trying to take up a donation from me. I don't need, I'm not going to give you my money. I pay taxes to the state of Minnesota. But the city owns the gas station that does not have gas. They've put up these barricades. It is not safe. It looks horrible. We are frozen in time. We are frozen in time as if this just happened. And they don't have any plan to build up that community. So when people come with money in their pockets, they don't have anything to buy. They don't have anybody to support. And they leave and go to Hazelwood and Bloomington to get something to eat by the airport. Or they go downtown and go to Oceaneers. And those places are fine, but there are businesses that could be right there benefiting from that. And if I had a business over there, I would be pissed because Jacob Fry and the city council need to stand up and get these people out of there and really start doing something to build that community up. It's horrible. The way 100. They built up Northeast, the way they built up Washington, that's the same thing they can do over there, but they choose not to. They have let it die. They have let it die.
Are you working tomorrow?
Come on now.
No,
you said working and me in the same sentence.
Yeah.
Is it opposite day?
Mm-hmm.
Is today opposite day? I did check with my kids. It must be opposite.
Are you hiding from your children now? A couple weeks into summer.
How did you know?
Yeah.
How did you know?
Because they keep calling for Uncle Chad. Because they keep calling for help.
I am upstairs in my closet, and I'm hoping that nobody comes for me.
Yeah.
I have bought enough frozen food from the Costco to feed them for the next 4 months, okay? Do whatever
it
is you want to do.
And that's it. They got to go back to school no matter what. Yeah, I don't care if it's August 15th. Go to school. You know, Dave, that's who will feed them. I mean, you know.
Free breakfast and lunch. Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
free breakfast and lunch.
School hasn't started yet, but just go there. Wait.
They'll have it for you.
Hey. Oh, my gosh.
I feel your pain. I've been there. I know.
Yeah, the he's laughing at us nowadays because
fine.
His boy's grown.
Yeah.
It's funny now.
Yeah, it's funny now. Yeah, it's funny. I agree.
That grocery bill, $800 a month.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Wait till they get older. Oh, my God.
It gets worse.
When they eat like 9 times a day.
And I told them, you are not hungry. You're bored. Sit down. You are not that hungry. You just ate. What are you doing?
While you're eating, by the way.
That's not the point. I pay for that food. I work really hard for that food.
All right. Love you. See you soon.
Love you too. All right.
Shaletta here on CCO. Who else is on CCO? Aquarius. Make this your day. Maybe it's even on the weekend. AquariusHomeServices.com. maybe you have fallen prey to the coffee community. Dave and I have not fallen prey.
Mm-mm-mm. And we won't.
And we won't. But there's about 98% in that. And you want good coffee in the morning. And you want good water for that coffee. You go to the Kinetico drinking water system. I just go to my Kinetico drinking water system, and I've had one since the 90s, for water.
You're a purist.
I'm a purist because I want good water because I don't trust the quality of just natural water I have. So I had Aquarius come out. Houses I've had, the few houses I've had since the early to mid-90s, every one, the Kinetico drinking water system. Have that best water in there. But with Aquarius, it's more than that. How about the water softener for your dishwasher, for your washer and dryer, for the shower? How about just your utility room? When they say earning the right to be recommended, look at that utility room and know when you go to AquariusHomeServices.com, they can help you out with anything in your utility room. I've been trusting them since the early 90s. Family-owned, rock-solid, great people. Trust me. Reach out to Aquarius ASAP. Rapid Fire Radio. Let's go. The motorcycle law. We've talked about this before. I remember seeing this in California. I think when I was on El Duguay. Can you give me a little El Duguay here?
Southern California. Did I find it nice? I did. Was the sun shining? It was.
I was chatting with El Duguay. Might have been going to play golf. Who knows? All these motorcycles going in between the lanes. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I was trying to find my favorite single-A ball player.
Yes, exactly. Tell us that they're scouting Georgia football, because I never would have guessed that. You know, I love you, Dukes. But now we're going to have it where the motorcycles, they can go in between the lanes, right? You cannot lane filter or split on freeway ramps, that is entrances or exits. You cannot do it in roundabouts. You cannot do it in school zones. Okay, we know all this.
Yeah.
The premise behind the bill is to prevent motorcycles from being rear-ended by distracted drivers. The law will allow a motorcycle to not travel faster than 25 miles per hour between two lanes. Idea is you're stuck. You've reached 10, 15 miles an hour, or you're literally parked. And by the way, that's pretty much all summer in most of the metro area. And the idea is it's not safe for motorcycles, so they can go in between cars.
Mm-hmm.
Lane splitting. Dave Harrigan, you are briefly the czar of highways and motorcycles. Yes or no, are you allowing this?
I am. I am allowing this. If I were a motorcycle rider, I get that. You know, it sounds like I didn't know this, but the rear ending of motorcyclists in this kind of situation has been a problem.
Has been a problem. It's, and also, we've talked about this before, and had a lot of individuals who ride reach out about the heat when it's warmer out and idling, that it's very mm-hmm. concerning. I am too. It's just,
I'd be terrified if I was on a bike going between cars.
Trusting people so much.
Yeah, watching how people just, oh, there's a gap. Got to get in the other lane because that one might be, you know, get me 3 seconds
now,
faster.
Now, again, the idea is you're going under 25.
Still.
I'm not buying it that's what they're
doing. If somebody
doing.
Swings out right in front of you, you're in trouble.
You're still, you're right. You want to text me on this. All these topics are available for the Harrigan Hotline. Are you in favor of lane splitting, lane filtering, whatever you want to call it for motorcycles? I am, for the safety reasons, because too many people who are involved in this will cite legal issues and will cite how it's worked in other states. But there's a lot of morons driving cars. And there's a lot of morons who are on motorcycles who are just haphazard in what they do, either behind the vehicle or riding your motorcycle. And it's not a fair fight.
Yeah, there's just too many people that don't look or don't look well enough.
No, they don't. And we were talking about this the other day. They got the car where the blind spots are more prominent. And then they, if they look, you know, through the modern vehicle where they can see behind them as opposed to, oh, no, I can turn my neck the left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You for that or against it? Have you experienced it? Does it concern you? 651-461-9226. Okay. You find me the story from Yahoo. Who makes the best pizza in the world? Okay, let me just look at some of these places. They're citing in America. Places in Connecticut, New York, back to New York, Naples, Italy.
Got good pizza in Italy, I'm told.
And then they said Costco.
Excuse me?
They cite bleeping Costco. Okay, yes, I've had Costco slices before.
It's a fine slice.
It's, is it still like $2?
Yeah, it's very cheap.
It's very cheap. What was the Carter thing again at Costco? It was the,
tortilla soup, wasn't it?
Tortilla soup.
Chicken tortilla soup. The best you'll find in the world.
He said it's the best tortilla soup on the planet. We mocked him.
We did.
I mean, he's probably taking his nap right now. Okay, so he's not even listening.
Better, he's at Costco just crushing the pizza after
exactly.
Seeing this list. Patting himself on the back.
This person should be ashamed for including Costco pizza, which I've had before. I go to Costco. I shop at Costco. But get out of here with among the best pizzas on the planet.
On the
Costco.
Planet.
Oh, my God. Who are these people?
How do you print that? How do you get some guy to write this and say, here's what I got, six best pizzas on the planet. Put that in print there, Mr. Editor.
Connecticut.
How do you look at that and say, no.
New York, Naples, Italy, and Costco.
Costco around America.
That was the list.
Wow.
A North Carolina man is facing charges after authorities allege he threw an unauthorized massive party at home where he previously served as a landscaper. Invited several hundred people to property and charged them to get in.
Wow, a cover charge. Nice little garden party.
Was taken into custody on breaking and entering, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, injury to real property, obtaining property by false pretenses, and second-degree trespassing charges. We on the Chad Hartman Show are not encouraging lawbreaking, but there's something creative about this one. When you're the landscaper, nobody's around. It's obviously a it's a Harrigan house.
Mm-hmm.
There's some room out here.
It's one of the Harrigan houses.
It's one of. It's a small sampling of a Harrigan house empire, and you have a bash. Now, when I'm in my 20s, I think just my 20s, if somebody said I'm the landscaper and the family's out of here, and we're going to have a bash in my 20s, what I've attended. Can you describe my arms right now?
Both are stretched high in the air.
I would have went.
Of course you would have.
For sure.
That's my question. Do you
100%.
Invite people telling them this is not your home? Or do you just say, hey, come on over to whatever the address is? And people get there and say, I know what you do for a living.
Well,
this doesn't add up.
Yeah, I guess it's a combo, right? Because if it's me and you in our 20s, and I'm just on the landscape crew of some hoity-toity person, and I invite you and we're friends, you're going to know. But if I just put out, do we put out flyers anymore for parties? Do we staple them up?
I think you can find it.
Like a pole,
College campuses, the billboards you'll find.
Yeah, right. So if I'm just putting them up there saying bash at the Harrigan House,
kegger.
In Woodbury, well, I'm probably not going to do keg. I guess on campus I might do kegger, but then I go to Kenwood and I say a party. We can't say hoi polloi because we found out that's the rabble.
Yeah, that's the rabble.
God, it just shouldn't be the rabble. It should be the upper class. So then you got a combo of people who think, hey, we're just bashing on the yard, and others thinking, well, it's a great party. I went to a party years and years ago. Oh, this was a hoity-toity party on La-Di-Da Lake Minnetonka.
Mm-hmm.
Enormous house, and these folks, guy was completely full of himself, too. Oh, my God. Was having a party. We're knocking the house down party. By the way, the house had to cost like $5 million.
Okay. The final bash, she goes tomorrow.
Yeah, and
don't stay overnight.
Say the karma ended up coming back to this individual. Let's just put it back that way. So maybe you just got a combo platter of folks who are showing up.
I think you do, and it sounds like it might have been a kegger if we're talking also about damage to the property, too, being part of the issue.
Yeah, they weren't just having crumpets and tea.
Oh.
At this. Beer. This wasn't Wimbledon.
No, beer pong and pizza.
Yes, exactly. The movie experience. Let's talk about that when we come back. Do you have a landscaping party that you went to that you want to share on the Harrigan Hotline? Where do you stand on the motorcycles and the lane splitting? We love a lot of text. 651-461-9226. A lot of people talking about the lane splitters. That's been going on for a long time. Not going to deny that. Lane splitting, horrible idea. Should never happen. There's extra room in the lanes, enough move for cars. Too many idiots on both sides among the texters. It's on the Harrigan Hotline here. Yesterday in the rain, westbound 36 near Hamlin, traffic was crawling about 25. Motorcycles came splitting lanes at about 50. Because it was raining, his headlight blended with all the headlights behind me. I didn't see him coming. Scared the bleep out of me. Very dangerous and stupid. I just saw Adam at Costco. He's in line waiting for the rotisserie chickens to come out. God, those are so overrated.
Watch your mouth.
So overrated.
When are you $5 for an entire delicious roasted rotisserie chicken.
$5 for lunch. Okay, that's what it
is. Okay, no. You can make that last a week and a half.
You know what? I don't like to eat bones. You know, apparently you're a big bone guy.
No, I just work around them, Chad. It's very easy.
Okay. I heard you.
I slice and dice that thing. I'm like a surgeon with a scalpel. Dr. James Andrews on one of those rotisserie chickens. After I'm done, I even repair a couple tendons just for fun.
You know what we need right now, considering an athlete? There was some pitcher I saw yesterday looked like the Achilles. Who is the Achilles tendon doctor who we need the site? Because Carter's an Achilles. I was with my buddy Rick the other day. He had an Achilles. I don't, by the way, let me be clear, Karma, Dr., Mr., Mrs. Karma, I don't feel left out because my Achilles tendon has never ruptured.
Congratulations.
I don't need to join the club.
No, that does not look like fun.
With ribs and the toe stuff I've had and the treatment I've had the last 3 months, I've had more physical pain than at any point in my life.
It's the single injury that any sports fan can diagnose immediately when it happens. Bing!
But we don't have a Dr. James Andrews of the Achilles tendon. Do we?
Either that or they just haven't been marketed as well as Dr. James.
Well, somebody needs to step forward and fill the breach, right?
Get some PR behind your name.
Back to the lane splitting. I'm totally in favor they do it responsibly. We need tons of messaging on this, though. Yeah, I mean, we need messaging, but then it's up to those individuals. We're not going to get the movie topic. We'll save it. We'll get to it Monday because executives are saying the movie theater experience is done. It's borderline done for me. I just go now for Quinny movies. The F1, the Pitt movie. It's getting a lot of likability. It's not going to be Godfather, but I still like fun movies like that. And a movie like that is seemingly way better than the theater. And then the New York Times with their top 100 movies of the 21st century. Messaging's good, but if the dopey drivers don't pay attention, or in the case of a previous texter, Dave, if somebody's on a motorcycle in the rain going 50, where everybody else is going 20, the messaging is to the motorcyclist, you're a dope.
Yeah. No, it's 100% right. Everyone has to be smart about it, the bikers and the people in the cars.
Stopped in traffic, 494 near Bass Lake Road, northbound. Motorcycle car going between cars. Bashed his gear on my window. Kept going. Banged the helmet on my mirror also. Yeah, how you feeling about that? Another dope in this case. Your Linda's Construction time check 157. Time to install Minnesota made Infinity for Marva Windows and receive 50% off installation labor before the end of the month. CBS, Ari, then Rochelle, and the Am I Wrong committee next hour, CCO.